Many of us are familiar with the famous sicha about Nadav and Avihu and its connection to a story in the Gemara of Kam Rabba v'shachta l'Rab Zera, that Rabba killed Rab Zera because of their deep level of ruchnius that they achieved on Purim. So too Nadav and Avihu reached a very deep level of spirituality and therefore they died. But this sicha in Chelek Yud Beis is al pi pshutei shel mikra. It goes into analyzing the Rashi on this pasuk. The Rashi on this pasuk, when it says "Vateitzei Eish," milifnei Hashem, a fire came out from before God and then ate them, Nadav and Avihu, Rashi brings two opinions, Rabbi Eliezer, and that is the reason that they died is because Hayru Halacha bifnei Moshe Rabban, they taught Halacha. They said what the law is in front of Moshe instead of deferring to their teacher. They taught the halacha in front of the teacher, which is an act of disrespect. And Rabbi Shmuel says, "Shuyeyayin nichnusu lamikdash," that they came in drunk. It was an issue of drunkenness. Now the Rebbe goes in a beautiful analysis of questions and answers in this sicha. But fundamentally, the Rebbe says that what Rashi's coming to say is, a few psukim earlier, it said Eish, and over there, Vateitzei Eish was a beautiful thing. It was a positive thing, showing that Hashem brought His Shechinah into the world. And suddenly, the Eish over here is being used negative. But there must be something positive, because if the Torah is using the same word, there must be something positive. And therefore, we must say that it's not as if the Bnei Aaron were chas v'shalom corrupt people or negative people, but rather they made a single mistake. So the question is, what's the big mistake? So according to the first opinion, Rabbi Eliezer, and we know that Rabbi Eliezer used to say, "Ha'oimer davar shalo shama mipi rabbi, goyim l'shchina shetistalek miYisrael." If somebody says something that they haven't heard from their teacher, in other words, that they're making something up, they're causing that the Shechinah should leave this world, leave the Jewish people. So you see how seriously he takes this idea of not deferring to one's teacher. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, that single mistake can cause the deserving of the death penalty, even though these people were extremely, extremely pious. On the other hand, you have the other opinion, and that is that they came drunk. In other words, that they didn't do something so drastic as teaching in front of the teacher, but rather they did something that wasn't even a problem in theory. At that time, Hashem hadn't said that it's illegal to drink while you come into the mikdash. It was only after that that Hashem says that. But nevertheless, Hashem held them accountable. And that's why Rashi uses the words mashal leben bayis. It's a mashal from a king who had a ben bayis, a person from within the household who did something that they shouldn't. They were standing in the front of a marketplace and the king killed them. And then the next time he appointed somebody, he said, "Don't stand in front of the marketplace." And now everybody understands why the first person was killed, even though till now we didn't know, but now we realize what was going on. But the question is, why was the first person killed? If he didn't know the law, they shouldn't stand in front of the store, in front of the chanus. And the answer is, the Rebbe says, because you're a ben bayis. In other words, in theory, anybody else had gone into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, into the Beis HaMikdash, while drunk, it wouldn't be a crime that deserves the death penalty. However, because these guys, Nadav and Avihu, were bnei bayis, therefore they were held to a much higher standard. Who says this answer? Rabbi Shmuel. We know that Rabbi Shmuel was a kohen, and he used to help kohanim. In other words, that was his passion was tamid hu oizron, says Rashi, umakalem. He would always help them and make it easier for them. So over here we see that Rabbi Shmuel's going easy on almost like his relatives, the kohanim, and making their sin much less significant than the other opinion that we brought, that they set something in front of their Rav. So what do we come out with over here? We come out with two very fundamental points. And that is, number one, Ha'omer davar shel b'fnei rabbi. Somebody has to always remember that we have to remember that we're always in front of the Rav, and you need to defer to the Rebbe, to your teacher. And in the unedited version of the Sicha, what the Rebbe said after the Sicha is that you would think that only until Matan Torah, and by Matan Torah you need a Rebbe, because over there you need a Neichi Yomid Ben Hashem of Einechem, you need someone to stand between Hashem and the Yidden to bring the Torah. But after the Torah was given, I have my own intellectual capacity, and I have the Torah myself that I can access, so I don't need anything else. I don't need a Rebbe. Comes the Rashi over here, comes the Torah and teaches us that no, no matter what, you still need a Rebbe, and you always have to stand in front of your teacher with absolute deference to appreciate that the value, that your Torah and mitzvahs is coming through them. At the same time, you have to get drunk in Torah. In other words, the problem with Nadav Avihu is not that they got drunk, but rather that they got drunk and they went into Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Rebbe explains that obviously we're talking about drunkenness within Torah. In other words, that a person literally gets so involved into Torah and they allow their brain to totally take over and get lost in the incredible pleasure of Torah. The only problem with them was that they went into Kodesh HaKadoshim that way. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to have the bittul, like standing in front of a teacher, like the first opinion of Rashi. In other words, when you're in Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to remember it's not about you, and it's not about your Chachma bin Avidas. You're not about your Seichel. However, when you're outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on the day-to-day, you are supposed to be drunk in Torah, and you are supposed to be transformed by your learning. How can a person live in such contrast that at certain moments they're an absolute bittul, self-nullification in front of their Rav, in front of Hashem, and in other times they're sitting and they're steiging and they're learning a piece of Gemara and using the full intellectual capacity that they were gifted with? Mashal a ben bayis. Every single yid is a ben bayis of Hashem. And because we're a ben, each yid is the ben bayis of Hashem, Hashem gives us the ability to connect these two opposites that we could learn with absolute intellectual rigor and at the same time have the total bittul that one needs until we create the ultimate connection, the mixture of two, which is pretty much der betachtonim, that your bittul and your mind come absolutely in one, and therefore your mechaven, you have the ability to have the right analysis and the right maskanas in your learning. And that brings to the age of the coming of Mashiach, again with integration of our reality with Hashem's reality above.